My name's Rebecca Reynolds. I'm the Higher Education Officer for the CETLD, which is the Centre for Excellence in Teaching and Learning Through Design, which is based at the University of Brighton, but I'm based at the Victoria and Albert Museum in London.
What can we be doing with digital media in higher education?
Well, some of the projects we've been looking into are using digital media to bring together expertise from what you might call the informal learning sector, in this case museums, with what you might call the formal learning sector and universities. For example, a project we're coming to the end of now is to make museum trails on handheld computers, which have snippets from audio snippets from tutors, from curators, from students, and that's bringing together expertise from different institutions that might in other ways be divided between different institutions physically. And also students from one university listening to tutors from another university, which may not happen that much as well, particularly at undergraduate level. Really looking at digital media as providing a kind of perhaps a bridge between the informal learning area or arena and formal, particularly in my subject area, which is design students, who get inspiration from, you know, all over the place, always learning. I mean, I'm sure that's true for many students as well, that learning isn't just for the lecture theatre, you know, not just for tutorials or writing an essay.
So it's about recognising the value of the informal places and trying to draw that out and of the student as well as...
Yes, and trying to encourage that. I'll just give you a concrete example, which is we're looking into making podcasts on the permanent gallery. Learning theory shows that pre-visit learning is very effective, increasing the effectiveness of a museum visit. If you go cold without knowing much about what you're going to see, it's less effective and you learn less. But many students or many visitors may not do any pre-visit preparation, and podcasts are one way of doing that. And what really kind of drew me, made the project attractive, is that you listen to them on the way to the museum. Students have a lot of time pressure, but you're just sitting on the train maybe for half an hour, get something on your own iPod which you know how to use, just listen to 5 or 10 minutes to curator students and maybe design tutors talk about a particular gallery. And as you're listening to that audio, what really interests me as well is this kind of you're forced to imagine something when you're listening to audio. You haven't got the pictures there, you're perhaps, and when you go, does it match up to what you imagine? So that angle interests me as well.
Excellent. I really like the idea of pre-visit. Thank you very much, Rebecca.
Okay, great.